It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Now that we can return to the theatre, so many shows are opening or reopening all at once, it can be hard to keep track of what's out there. WNYC's culture editor Jennifer Venasco is here to talk about two shows that opened recently, Thoughts of a Colored Man and P.S. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, David.
Jay, theatre is one of the city's largest industries. How many shows are opening on Broadway now?
40 by the end of
Wow.
December. And about 29 have reopened or opened already or are already in previews. I've been describing it as a theater fire hose. It's been a crazy couple months.
A theater fire hose. I imagine that's tough to keep up with. But let's talk about one of the new shows. This is called Thoughts of a Colored Man. It's one of eight plays by Black writers on Broadway this season, which is a big deal, right?
It absolutely is. Michael Paulson from the New York Times has pointed out that before the pandemic, there were only two plays on Broadway by Black playwrights. The season before that, there was one. The season before that, there was zero. So this is a huge jump. But of course, eight is still only a fifth of 40. So we have a long way to go.
Okay, what's this show about?
It's a portrait of a Black community in Brooklyn. And it's told through monologues and songs and poems and scenes. It's these seven characters and they stand for traits like wisdom and love, but that makes it sound a little too vague because these are mostly fully realized characters. Like, there's this owner of a barbershop whose daughter is about to have a baby, and we really feel like we get him, who he is. And the characters wrestle with issues facing their community, like gentrification, the police, systemic racism. And what I love is, like a real community, they don't all have the same point of view of these issues. It's a real grappling that they're doing. And there's also these really beautiful moments of connection and forgiveness.
So did you like it?
Oh, I really did. It's moving and funny and insightful. I found the characters to be really compelling. The dialogue is exceptionally well written. There's this one scene set in that barbershop, and I wish it was turned into a whole play. I could have watched those guys tease each other and care for each other and fight with each other forever. It was so good.
Okay, and it's not only Broadway that's opening, though. It's off-Broadway as well. And you went to an unusual show at Ars Nova. Tell us about this one. It's called P.S.
This work is so fascinating to me. So starting last October, Ars Nova has been sending me, and not just me, other ticket holders, letters, actual correspondence between two women, an Asian woman in Brooklyn and a Black woman who starts off in Oregon. The letters touched on everything we were all going through as we were going through it. So from changed personal relationships to Black Lives Matter and pandemic violence against Asian people and the presidential election and the pandemic more generally. Even if you haven't had tickets, you can read those letters online or listen to them, and we have an example.
There's a brownstone across the street from my apartment building. I don't know the folks who live there, but it's a white couple, maybe around our age or older. They put up a BLM sign in their window in June, which is great. There are signs up all over my neighborhood. But on this one sign, the lettering is all faded now. Every time I pass it, I have this odd sensation of the sign being from another era, like the movement's already weathered and gone.
If you weren't lucky enough to get the letters over time, you can still go to their website and read them, and then you can see the show. The show itself is very short, just 45 minutes. You can see it live this weekend or after this weekend. You can stream it through the end of the month. It's just $10. And in it, you finally meet these women who some of us have basically been living with for a year. It's a really new, interesting way of doing theater.
You finally meet them. Was it a satisfying ending?
I don't know that I would say the final show is satisfying exactly. Instead of telling us what happens to these women, it goes back in time. It's kind of like a coda. It definitely deepens and complicates our understanding of who they are. But I was thinking about it, and maybe that's the point, because none of us right now are able to wrap up our pandemic narratives. We're still in the pandemic. So I'd say better than satisfying, the show is interesting, and this is such a cool experimental way to do theater. It's worth reading the letters, and it's worth having the experience of the show.
Okay, Jennifer Venasco, WNYC's culture editor. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, David.